So then what? Did you just wait there and sleep there at the garage or whatever?
At first, we didn't know what to do. There wasn't a hotel anywhere nearby. But then Pablo remembered that one of their friends that lived in Playa del Carmen was from Puebla. We decided to call him and see if he had any suggestions.
Amazing. Did he answer or did he help you guys?
He just said, "Give me half an hour."
That's it?
Yeah, but sure enough, 30 minutes or so later, a well-dressed lawyer-type man showed up in a nice car and said he was the friend's uncle. We talked for a bit, and then he gave us a tour of Puebla and dropped us off at a nice, affordable hotel in the downtown area. And then the next morning, he returned and picked us up, and we saw more of Puebla and ate the famous tacos árabes.
What a change of luck, eh? You went from destitute to first class in a matter of hours.
It really was a fortunate turn of events. Finally, later that afternoon, he took us back to the garage, and the minivan was ready to go. We didn't expect it to be, but it was. We paid the mechanic, humbly thanked Pablo's friend's uncle, and then got onto the highway again. We drove all night, and finally got to Playa del Carmen the next day at about noon.